He said, yes. Well, what did you decide? I made my retreat. In the senior year, I made my retreat just on this subject. Do I have a vocation to the priesthood? And I found out I don't have a vocation to the priesthood. So I asked him, gee, can I tell you this? How do you find out? Oh, I found out I like women. I told him, you nut. If you didn't like women, you couldn't have a vocation. Tell me something new. Well, he graduated, and he had a speech prepared, his own talk to give at graduation. And it was not a good talk, because it was against military conscription, no conscription in the armed forces. And I told him, you cannot give that talk. Then, during the graduation, 2,000 people in the auditorium, I prayed, Lord, keep this man from giving the other talk. Well, he obeyed. He gave the right talk at graduation. And then he joined the army. Was not ordained yet. And remember when the Allied forces, they went from England to, remember, the coast of France. And the German bombers bombed the ship on which he was. All the men in the boat, maybe 1,000, were killed. But Gene was a stubborn fellow. He held on a piece of that boat floating on the English Channel for about 10 hours. And he said, Lord, if I survive, I will become a priest. And he became a priest. So what I'm saying is not just the vocation. It is responding to that vocation. And I repeat, sisters, at least in our country, I think most priestly vocations, and I know hundreds, in fact several thousand priests, have taught or counseled over the past 50 years. I think most of those vocations were somehow nurtured by, encouraged, found, and I know in my case, almost ordered my religious women, especially, remember, Sister Gorgonia. I cannot tell you how important it is for you sisters. Am I making sense? Keep your eyes open. And then, by the way, I'm going to find out, or before I leave Calcutta, I'll give all of you my name and my address. I'm not asking your permission. I'm telling you. Let me know if I can help this person to know more about the priesthood, be very happy to, correspond with him. And if necessary, because I do on occasion also call India and not just the missionaries of charity. Very generous people take care of my telephone calls. hell? Just one closing commentary. Why do we mainly need vocations to the priesthood? The main reason is to multiply Christ's presence in the Holy Eucharist throughout the world. That is the main reason. And there are some of you sisters, I am told I was shocked when I heard it. And I express my shock to your superiors. I understand there are places where you missionaries of charity, work of apostolates, where you don't get to Mass. For example, during the week, are there even places where you don't get to Mass even on Sunday? Do all missionaries of charity get to Mass at least on Sunday? Are you sure? By the way, could you find out and let me know? Because, sisters, and when I told this to your superiors, they objected. But, Father, somebody has got to take care of these poor people. Okay. But you do not give up what you most need, sisters. You most need, we most need, Frank most needs. We need Jesus Christ. Daily communion, sisters. This is the Church's teaching. Daily communion is necessary for consecrated persons. Do you hear me? Necessary. The missionaries of charity are not social workers. Agreed? Your purpose is not to say relieve just the physical poverty of people. It is to do that in order to reach their souls. And you reach their souls with grace only in the measure that you have the grace yourselves. And the most important, indispensable source of that grace is the Holy Eucharist, both present in the Blessed Sacrament and received in Holy Communion and the sacrifice of the Mass. One closing remark. Why do we need the priesthood? We need the priesthood. And I've been stressing because that's the purchase stress. Remember the three sacraments, the Eucharist, penance, and anointing, which only a priest can confer. And of course, the Eucharist as a Mass, as communion, and as real presence. But and God knows how unworthy I am.